And we are back. You are listening to the one, the only Davin's Den. We had a very spirited conversation the first part about the plight of Anthony Cumia. We gave our take, what we think happened. You guys can decide for yourself whether it was racist or not. Kind of mixed on it.
I punched Joe in the face a couple times and called him a white mother effer.
He deserved it.
And I know it.
That's why you're still here.
Merely stating a fact.
Wonder black anger is ugly.
Wait till you get introduced.
Sorry.
We were listening on the break to Pressure 4-5. First time we've played them on our show, Pressure 4-5. Some good tunes. Yeah. If you want to call, number's 845-986-8804. The man you just heard jumping the gun, like my regular co-hosts always do,
yes,
was Sensei Russ Ferdico of Success Martial Arts. As you know, for full disclosure, Russ is one of our sponsors. Always happy to have Russ. Russ has been on the show before to talk with us. He's broken boards over Joe's head, so that always makes him a friend and
check
fan.
Check that out on our site, our Davin's Den page. That was a bit of a surprise when I got that.
Russ threw me to the floor once, but I begged him to.
Exactly.
I like red
always accommodating.
Exactly.
Yes.
So we've had Russ in here before to talk about bullying, which is a passion that we share in common because we love to bully people. No.
Have you heard our show, Russ? Really?
No, it's one of the things that I love about his dojo when he's dealing with the little kids. He's always like talking about bullying and everything and how to act properly and not be a bully and to how to act when you are being bullied, what to do. So it's a passion we share, against bullying and everything. So we started this, new anti-bullying initiative. Why don't you tell us about it, Russ?
The anti-bullying initiative is called Bullies Identified. You guys just spent a considerable amount of time talking about social media.
Yes.
And how it can be used as a weapon. How it is used as a weapon against children, against neighbors, against people you don't like, classmates, everybody. Social media can and has been used as a weapon. So I came up with an idea. I'm sure Joe's going to love this one. You fight fire with fire.
Yes.
Really? You don't take it? You don't take it.
Yes.
Too many, there's kids right now, there's adults right now.
I'm just going to stop you, by the way. I love how Joe's affirming him, and I've seen him be the most meek-mired man of milquetoast to comedy club owners. Fight fire with fire, except when my job's on the line. Then yes, sir, may I have another?
Hit that board on my head again.
I mean, to be a little racially charged, let's call a spade, Joe.
Oh, God.
You want more shit all over your console?
It's white soda. It's
why
fine.
Why do you wait? I'm sorry. You always wait till I take a drink to say.
Because you're always drinking, stupid. Now let the man continue.
Okay. I have no comment on any of the racially charged comments on this show.
Smart man. Issue that disclaimer every 2 minutes.
Absolutely. I say, actually, this was introduced to me at corporate. I work for a corporation. And it's often said that if you don't want your grandmother to see it or read it, don't put it on social media.
Yes.
And
well, maybe I'm a little bit of an exhibitionist.
Well, yeah, maybe. You know, it's a good format. I have a personal Facebook page. I keep it rated PG-13. I have clients on that page. I have students on that page.
Yes.
I have a page for the karate school as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can say if you want to plug it.
I keep it rated. It's SMA Ghosh in New York. Is the page, my own personal page. Try to find me.
Right?
Going back to what Davin said, a great point is it is a friends-only page because I do have pictures of my children.
Yeah.
I have two children, and I don't want that out there publicly.
Right. That's
but
smart.
There's really, anytime you put something online, there has to be an assumption of risk.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what it really is. I mean, social media is what it is. It's social. It is a public forum. And unfortunately, you have people who cannot behave well in public physically or electronically.
Mm-hmm. So this is
what's happening.
These are targeting people. Okay, so it's not strictly social media.
No, not at all. Social media, it makes it kind of easier when somebody's bullying somebody via social media. It makes it easy to expose them. And that's the problem. I don't think there's an exposure issue going on right now where people are getting so wrapped up in a victimized mentality.
Right.
Where they're becoming victims, where you have frustrated adults, you know, calling relatives and friends. Did you see what so-and-so posted about me on Facebook? Or just, you know, stewing in it and not saying anything. Yeah, you have a 12-year-old kid right now crying, contemplating suicide because they're being bullied on Facebook and Twitter. And I've had it.
Okay.
I've absolutely had it. And what happened was, it happened to me.
Now, how can somebody?
It happened to me.
How can somebody bully a seventh degree black belt?
Ninth degree, thank you. But
oh, sorry,
I lost out a degree.
Smack him over the head with a board.
Five push-ups, Rosenblatt. Five push-ups.
Okay, good luck with that.
What happened is,
when people get behind the keyboard, they become warriors.
Yeah.
They become tough. They become anonymous. No, they're not anonymous. No, what happened to me was an ex-employee of mine spouted out something that was very offensive. It made some inappropriate accusations.
Now, they did this on their
own
Facebook?
On their own Facebook. It got to me through a friend.
So you guys had mutual friends?
Yes. Okay. Mutual friends. Somebody screenshotted it to me and sent it to me. Now, of course, I'm blocked from their page. They used to work for me. They've since been excused for whatever reason. So they don't like me, bottom line.
Right.
Yeah.
So there was something inappropriately mentioned about me, and I got it. I knew it was clearly about me. And I was like, you know, I can't see it. A friend of a friend screenshotted it and sent it to me. And I'm like, I'm really like, I'm not angry about it, but I'm like, how do I handle this? I mean, the guy's hiding behind his keyboard, okay? He's in the comfort of his own home. He feels anonymous because, you know, I can't see him, and only friends can see his page.
Which is what a lot of internet people do. Exactly.
Yeah, everybody's got a pair the size of Texas when they're hiding behind their laptops.
Yes, they really do.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm thinking, well, you know what I'm going to do? I think it's time. I don't like feeling like a victim. I tell my students, you know, nobody's punching bag. You know, try never to take on a victim mentality. It just leads to defeat.
Sure.
And I'm like, this guy was defeating me because I got a little aggravated. It was actually something of a sexual nature, my personal sex life that this was made about.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, exactly. I'm like, you know, so I'm like, this guy's
just to stop you right there. This man is very good in bed. I'm going on the record now.
Maybe I can get a job with that felon dude. Yeah,
really. I have to agree.
I have the pouty lips for him.
I know he's going to be making more money than me, and he's a criminal. That's great. God bless America.
He gives good Matt.
All right. So things of like, an extremely, you know, personal nature.
Yeah, very personal. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna put it out there. I'm going to show my friends, my family, the people closest to me, what this guy's saying about me.
Yeah. So you wanted to take the power away.
Exactly. Okay. I wanted to empower him. I didn't want to get wrapped up in, you know, oh, this guy's saying mean things about me on social media. And, yeah, it did bother me for
a
moment.
Sure, you're human.
But it felt so good. I went to my page, my Facebook page, and I started a group called Bullies Identified.
Okay.
Posted what this person had to say about me. And I got a response. I invited some close friends who invited friends. And all of a sudden, people started sharing their stories.
Yeah.
And it just seemed to kind of get a little momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Then a couple days later, again, another ex-employee of a business associate of mine, who's actually in the middle of a divorce right now, gets torn apart by a person. Again, not a very nice person. She was actually dismissed from SMA for negligence while working with children. Yeah. So, yeah, a real character. So, that being said, she posts, his personal business. He's getting divorced, and he was seen at the Newburgh waterfront with a, quote, hot woman.
Oh, boy.
Other than his wife. So, she decided to post the location, the address of the dojo by my business associate's name, that he's a hypocrite, he's this and that and the other thing, and thou shalt honor thy wife and all that other stuff. So, here's this ignorant person who has no idea what's going on in his personal life.
Right.
Right.
Has no idea that, you know, he is allowed to do whatever he wants right now, and his sexual life is none of her business either. And I decided, you know what, I'm gonna expose that too.
All right.
I'm going to. So
did
I exposed
you have his permission?
That. Huh? Yeah, we spoke about it. Yeah,
okay, now let me ask you a question. Do you feel, because if you're exposing that, yeah. I mean, a lot of people who knew him might not have known about these allegations and everything. Is that is it potentially doing more damage to him putting
absolutely
all this out there?
Absolutely not. In my situation, it's nobody's business who we date. It doesn't destroy us in any way, because first of all, what they're discussing is either not true or none of their business. It is such of a personal nature.
Would you have done that if he didn't agree to it?
A vile thing. If he wanted me to take it down or not do it, absolutely, I would not have.
So did you post it before you spoke to him?
Of course, he's my closest friend.
You posted before you spoke to him?
Yeah, and I told him, heads up, check your Facebook.
See, that would it. I got it. I got it. I got it. I got to be honest. That would annoy me.
Joe and I are on 24-hour delay. It's like he'll make a decision and I'll catch up.
It's a lot easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Exactly.
It is.
I'd rather beg for forgiveness than ask for permission.
Something Joe knows about the comedy club?
Yeah. The owner of the Central Valley School and I are on 24-hour delay. We make decisions and we just catch up a day or two later. And it's like, whatever happens, we just live with. It really was messed up. But it was great, though, because other instructors, other martial artists actually came to his defense.
Okay. Mm.
So they were actually ganging up on this bully, and I thought it was kind of cool. Mm. Here is somebody, again, using social media irresponsibly. You're in a public forum discussing somebody's personal sex life when it's none of your business with the intent of humiliating, bullying, or embarrassing.
So let me ask you a question.
So I posted it up, and it got a great response. And I recently posted. Now that's a cyberbully example,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. I've been verbally getting a particular woman in our community. Ironically, it's all tied together. When you're a small business owner, unfortunately, over time, you know, part of being a small business owner is hiring and firing, and occasionally, you know, cleaning your stables and getting new employees.
Why
are
you looking at me when you say that?
He said stable. I immediately thought of you.
Wilbur.
Now you're doing one of Joe's half a dozen impressions.
Sorry to
stamp on. See what a it is to work with him?
I couldn't do it.
Sorry to stamp on your territory.
I haven't even had this kind of money to do that.
Am I a savage animal, Joe?
Yes.
Can I post savage about him on your group?
Yeah, there you go. Actually, no. So what you guys do is different. I mean, this is...
That certainly is.
That was nice.
It's the nicest thing anyone's ever said about this. Yes.
It's not sociopathic, but, you know, it's comedy. It's raw. It's something fun. It's in jest. You know, again,
that's what we try to tell people.
We try to tell ourselves that.
It really is. But, you know, again, listen, it's also insightful. Mm. You know, you had a liberal and a conservative New Yorker here battling out, Pip wanting to beat you both up. You're both about to be called white MFs and beat up by Pip. But,
listen, a diet Sierra Mist has a calming effect on everybody.
It brings people together.
I felt the love.
So that's what we learned out of anything.
Diet Sierra Mist. It's like the Benetton of sodas.
I sat here for a half hour.
Very good, Joe. We'll just give this. No, you want Sierra Mist on ice? No, on ISIS.
Yes, on ISIS.
Forget breaking bread. Give me some Sierra Mist.
Diet Sierra Mist.
Diet Sierra Mist.
I sat here for a half hour listening about white MFs and savages. My head's spinning. Really. I hate everybody.
And that
Thanks,
was just
guys.
The compound party.
I was a peaceful, loving man before I came here tonight.
That's great. Yeah, we riled up the black belt. That's awesome.
All right, so you were telling about this
last one. The last one's perfect. There's a woman, and I spoke with my... Unfortunately, I speak with my attorney about this one.
Wow.
There's a woman going around the community saying god-awful things about myself and the other school owner. Just all kinds of gnarly stuff. I won't even dignify by repeating, but I've decided to protest her.
Okay.
I often feel that, again, it's one thing to hide behind a keyboard, but people also like to hide behind good things like their religion. And that's what this individual does. You know, she's the type who will lie, she will steal, and has. She will bully me and defame me and defraud me and say horrible things about me into the community. And then she'll go to church on Sunday and feel so good about herself.
Man. Is there a point?
Yes.
Is there a point where you gain the upper hand? Where you gain the upper hand in these situations, where you have to pull back, otherwise it's bullying. Because clearly, if you have the numbers, you would be gaining the upper hand. Is there a point where you go, all right, enough, let's call off the hounds?
I just expose, and I let people discuss.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Do you moderate their discussion at all? I mean,
no,
is there a line?
Unfortunately, well, the people right now associated with the bullies identified site are really good people. I know all of them personally. I mean, we got about 123 people on there right now. And, if it ever became a pissing match between two people, I would, of course, moderate and delete that. Because I'm not going to allow bullying on an anti-bullying site.
That's where I was going.
The good news is, because I'm exposing this stuff, the feedback has been positive. It's actually taken such a negative, something nasty like bullying, somebody exerting power or trying to harass, deliberately going, like, again, this woman in the community going around, she She actually sings for in a Christian duet. It's hysterical. Yeah, it really is hysterical. I'm actually protesting the event. It's Praise Fest 2014 being held in Fishkill on August 2nd. I'm trying to get a permit through the town of Fishkill so I could be out there in a Guy Fawkes mask and a sign and all that other stuff. It's going to be cool. So, yeah, it's going to be great. So, anyway, you know, it's kind of like
can
how
we do a remote?
Listen, have you guys ever owned animals? I'm not an animal lover. Pip's
when
an animal lover.
Yes, I am.
Now, there's an old... There's an old method of house training a dog, teaching it how to act acceptable inside of a home. You stick its nose in its own crap.
Right.
Okay.
Isn't that
what
you do with Aunt does at the compound with new guests?
Yeah. No.
well, listen, that's what I'm doing. I'm sticking their nose
in
their own
crap.
Why the
hell do they do that to me then?
I mean, here's somebody who gets to lie. Here's somebody who gets to steal. Here's somebody who gets to slander and hurt and harass. And again, by Sunday afternoon, she feels great. She's forgiven.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, you know what? No. I mean, you know, you're nothing but another piece of junk bully. Mm-hmm. Another person who needs to be exposed. And, yeah, I want to bring these people a sense of embarrassment. There was a device. I'm not intelligent enough to remember what it was called, but there was a device during the medieval times. It was a wooden plank. And if you did something stupid, they'd put your head and your hands through it. And they lock it over. You
the
know
rat.
What I'm saying?
The stocks.
There you go. Okay. So yeah,
things
it's
that are dropping
like that.
In Sirius
you know,
XM.
And people would walk by and throw tomatoes and old lettuce at you and stuff.
That's like when we're on stage, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
We know what that's like. We bring dressing. We're prepared.
like jesters.
Yeah. Hey, so, you're bullying me. Stop it.
I don't want it on my own site.
You most certainly will.
Don't worry about the lettuce. They provide some.
So that's what I want. I want to. Again, get people or inspire people, if you will, to move away from the victimized mentality, the victimization, and put it to action in a tasteful way where you're just exposing it. You're, again, taking your house training the dog to act in a socially acceptable manner.
Right. Bringing it out into the open
and
in the middle of the village
good
like
news
the
is, yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, exactly. Bringing it out, public humiliation, and... In addition, the things that were rumored about myself, my friend, it's not true, so I don't care about posting it.
Because
the people who know me are like, really?
Yeah.
Right. the people who I care, the people whose opinions I value are reading this. These are people who have known me for years. They know my family. They know my children. They've been to my home. They train with me at the karate school. They know me. Mm. They're part of my life. They're reading this and shaking their heads, pitying these poor souls. But at the same time, it allowed for a forum in which they were discussing instances that happened to them.
Right. Well, I mean, you are in a public position in that you are a business owner, and you are in a particular position that you are dealing mostly with children. Yeah. So if, I mean, the things that were perhaps said about you didn't necessarily affect your business, but depending on what could have been said about you,
absolutely.
Could affect your business.
And I also believe the self-defense is a good solution, because you know what? Mm-hmm. If I'm not defending myself, I think it looks bad.
Yes.
Right. Exactly.
You know, really, if I'm not putting it out there, I'm saying, hey, look what this ex-disgruntled employee said about me. Look what, you know, my friend's ex-wife, for example, is saying about me. Look what this person's saying about me. You know, it almost gives them validity, if I clam up.
Right.
If I feel victimized. If I go into a shell. And that's why you hear about these kids committing suicide and hurting themselves. Or there was one couple I read about actually sold their home and moved.
Because, those children don't have the tools.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that was another thing. Here I am, a grown man, a martial artist. I work in the business world. And, I do have the tools. And I wanted to find a good way to expose this, to deal with it, to get it out there, to raise awareness about it. And hopefully inspire other people to start their own Bullies Identified page.
Right.
I hope everybody with a Facebook account does this.
How can people join your page if they want to seek out your particular page?
You could just type in Bullies Identified. I'm the only one right now. You could just type in Bullies Identified on Facebook and it comes right up.
And how's it working with the kids? You're showing the
kids? I discussed it with the kids. Unfortunately, most of my students are, and I've told them this, are too young to be on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Any social media for that matter.
I think we've proven that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even some of the adults, obviously, who used to work for me are not old enough to be on Facebook. But that being said, the ones that are, I've given them the talk. You know, I spoke with them exactly what I took away from my corporate job is if you don't want your grandmother reading it or hearing it or seeing it, don't put it on Facebook.
Right. Yes.
Be careful who you talk to.
Let me ask you one final general question.
Be careful what you post. I'm glad I'm pushing 40 because I did all my stupid stuff before social media.
Well, Joe, I guess we're going to go way past 40 and keep on doing stupid stuff.
Yeah, I'm serious.
I thought I did all my stupid stuff past 40. I think I'd start up at 50.
Can you guys
start all over again?
We're all roughly the same age here. Can you imagine being 15, 16, 17 years old again with this social media?
No.
I can't imagine being 52.
Joe would be getting out of jail in about 5 or 10 years. Yeah. It'd be a wreck. It would be a total wreck.
I want to ask you a general question about bullying before we wrap this up. What is it? When I think of bullying, I usually think of younger people. Mm-hmm. You know, I think of college-age kids and everything.
No.
I mean, I always thought when somebody got to be our age or a little younger than us, that they were no longer bullies, they were just a jerk. So is there a difference?
Yes, there is.
All right, what's the difference?
There is a difference. For example, I can find an example. I can call Joe was busting your chops before that you would never, ever survive the plumbing business working with Italian-Americans in Bensonhurst. That's not being a jerk or a bully. That's breaking chops.
Yeah.
That's breaking
it
chops.
It was hurtful.
Okay? If he said that, you couldn't do it because you were short, that's being a jerk. Okay?
Well, I'm surprised Joe didn't think of it.
Exactly. Now, so there's that.
Right.
There's that.
Okay.
And then there's Joe going on Facebook saying, I don't know, that Devin has a small penis. That's being more than a jerk.
It's being an intimate jerk.
Exactly. There's a line.
So it's the degree of what
that's
they
for
do.
Wives and girlfriends to do, not for Joe.
So if an ex-girlfriend posts that, is she being a bully?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, and there's a certain
harassment.
A certain
think
way.
About what does it take to her? There's a difference between bothering somebody.
Yeah,
I get bothered every day. I work in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Okay, I get bothered every day. Okay,
but you're bullying the state.
There's a funny thing where you have to have a degree of respect to the other person. Back last April, I left the show. Him and I had a major blowout, and we both left gracefully. We posted. I posted. I left the show. He posted good luck, but there was nothing. We posted
nothing
negative
ugly.
About each other and stuff
well,
like that.
Well, you're not savages.
Yeah.
I did post he was an animal, and that's what happened from that community.
No.
And eventually 2 weeks later.
You know,
later,
those people.
And eventually 2 weeks later, we made up. So, you keep certain things in, you know?
You're looking at it also from a more civilized perspective. Mm. Not everybody, and you guys just had an argument a few minutes ago. Again, not everybody sees the world the way you do. Hmm. Not everybody believes that when you leave your house or when you're on social media, you have the right to free speech, but the obligation to speak responsibly.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
That when you're out in public, you have the obligation to conduct yourself in a humane, civil, safe manner.
Right, right.
Not everybody gets that, Joe.
Yeah.
And I think it's time that we start exposing these people, letting our friends and our neighbors know who they are, letting people know that these are the people, like you said, there's bad people out there.
Mm-hmm.
They come in all colors.
Yep.
They come in all shapes,
mm-hmm.
all sizes. They speak all kinds of languages. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not indicative to one group or even two. It's, there's good and bad in everybody.
Right. Idiot okay? is universal.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You can't fix stupid. Who is that? Ron White said,
yeah.
you can't fix stupid. It's those people that I just want to put a little limelight on and almost be like, hey, look what this person's doing, really. And again, I do recommend everybody with a Facebook page, start a group on your own page, Bullies Identified. And if somebody posts trash about you or one of your close friends, post what they're saying. Again, most of the time it's not going to be true. I mean, if it is true and it's hurtful, there's other ways to deal about it.
Right.
Deal with it. There's other ways to go about
it. I got a question for you. A lot of in society, there's been so much I've done about not fighting back, not standing
Correct.
Up for yourself. Now, and I think we had this discussion about a year or so ago. In that situation, do you feel that a lot of these school shootings, shootings in theaters and stuff like that, have been from a situation of this person being repressed and not being able to fight back in a certain way, and due to repression, act out in a certain manner?
That's absolutely part of it. Mm. It really is. It's a big part of it. It's also hey, if I'm going to go, I'm taking as many people with me kind of mentality.
Right.
I think you have a lot of things going on here.
And do you feel with counseling and maybe saying you need to fight back on a bully or address the situation instead of repressing it the way people want you to?
You got two situations. You have people who can't manage anger.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I was angry. I had things about my sexual life, personal mm-hmm. life, posted on Facebook.
Right.
I saw my friend and business associate getting slammed. I have a woman in the Monroe Woodbury community saying horrible, horrible things about me, to the point where I took a phone call to my attorney to have to deal with this. And again, I had the tools to manage that anger. And, you know, starting this initiative on Facebook is how I dealt with it. You got a younger person, like you said, who bottles that up, who feels ignored, who has estranged parents or neglectful parents, has friends who bully them. A lot of people are bullied by their closest friends, who are ostracized in school, who are you ball all that up over 17, 18 years. You got a time bomb.
And
on
it's
campus.
Pretty much the every backstory you've heard with these people that go on these rampages.
Yeah. And I recently saw, and again, I'm not, you know, trying to play you know, gun advocate, gun rights, what have you, but my most recent one was a stabbing. You had a kid finally snap. He couldn't get access to a gun. So he went down a few thousand years and grabbed a sharp object. Really? If he couldn't find a sharp object, he went back a few thousand years and grabbed the club.
At least he was working bronze age.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you'll when you get something. To that point where these kids, again, who don't have the tools that I have and you have, you know, who don't cope the way a mature, responsible adult does, you got a time bomb.
And the great thing what you're doing is you're teaching these kids, you're giving these kids the tools.
Yeah, you're nobody's punching bag. I tell my students from white belt, find the way to deal with it.
Well, we talk about that every week when we upload the show. We got to get this moving a little bit. Let's open up the phone lines, see if anybody wants to call in about their bullying stories. We're going to have a sensei,
Russ,
hang out with us for the rest of the segment. He can hang out for the other segment if we get to it as well. But definitely want to thank you for coming in. And what's that again? Bullies.
Bullies
identified. So I'm just going to open up the phone lines. We'll do a few more minutes on bullying, and then we're going to do some scamming stuff. All right. But yeah, thank you for that. That's what I love about having Russ in here. Like, he always has like such insight. It's not like you look at him, you think, oh, he's a big guy. It's going to be all force. But there's insight behind it.
Well, to any other martial arts in that thing, it's more. It's not beating people up. It's using things respectfully. There's
well, yeah,
respect.
But not every sensei or dojo is created equal.
Right.
That's why you
got
to shop around. That's
right.
you know. That's why not only is Success Martial Arts Response, it's where I entrust my kid to go.
Yes,
yeah.
And you teach your kids values. Values are so important at that age, because values at that age you'll take to your you're being a grandparent.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know, all right, well, so let's just get this like a couple more seconds.
Okay.
And then we're going to get
it's like a bad telethon.
It really is. Really.
No, we're raising money for cream cheese and liver. We'll get your
calls. There was a story. Well, I'll get to this real quick.
That would have been a good torture during a fat horse challenge.
Cream cheese and liver.
Thank God.
I was just going to do a story about bullying in California, so hold on.
Hello, welcome to Davin's End.
Hey, what's going on? I was just listening to the show. I kind of had a similar experience myself with the sensei over there.
All right.
Very, very inspiring stuff he's got going on. So I actually had four old friends of mine who decided that, you know, they were going to come at me with everything. Interesting part of this, though, is one of them is actually a cop.
Really?
So to show you that, you know, this isn't exactly, you know, just children doing this. I mean, this is adults and people of authority that are in on this whole thing. Now, the thing that's a little different about what the sensei was talking about is that two of these guys are part of online trolling. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that.
No, what's online trolling?
Now, basically what it is there's, I don't know, backlogs and, you know, different chat rooms of where, you know, people who you don't even know. These people can post your number online. They'll post it into a chat room, and somebody from, say, I don't know, like Sacramento or something.
Hold on. I want to stop you. Sensei just called. Maybe you've heard this term. Sensei just said off mic, it's called a stalker room. Is that what it's called to you, too?
I guess I'm more familiar with the word trolling.
Okay. Same effect.
Like a universal picture that they use that labels themselves as trollers. It's, you know, it's pretty elaborate stuff, but they're all losers in their own mind, because this is what they do all day, trying to ruin people's lives. So, what these trollers do, you know, they'll give out the person's number that they want to bring down or whatever, and you'll have a guy from a whole other state, even another country even, on. And they also have these apps for cell phones, too, that they can make like a fake number sort of, and, you know, you can try to call that number, and you're just, you know, you're calling down to a dead end.
So wait, hold on, let me stop you. So these group of people who don't even know each other, one person will go, hey, I don't like Bobby for whatever reason. How about you in Michigan, or you guys all get together and start harassing this person? Is that what goes on?
Yeah, basically, that's how it goes, you know, and I get inside the chat room. I was, you know, it all started out with me through a Facebook group message. So, you know, when these guys were making fun of me or whatever, they would tag me in the group for some reason. They're not very intelligent people, just like yourself, Davin, you know.
Hey, now, obviously a loyal listener.
But, yeah, so... You know, they would do this, and I was able to look back into the chat room to see exactly what they were doing. And, you know, they were doing it to their own, like, friends that they are still friends with, too.
So it's like a gag. They think they're having fun.
Exactly.
Okay. Does it get too far?
Oh, absolutely. I've had my girlfriend called. I've had my mother called. I actually do a radio show myself, and they even went to... they started texting the owner of the station saying that we were being racist and all this other stuff, like really trying to bring down my life.
So how did it progress from just busting chops, we'll say, having a little fun with you, who they know, to targeting your mom, your girlfriend? What's the process? How does that escalate? I mean, is there something you did, or...?
I guess basically, you know, like, I go back at them the whole time, but it gets exhausting when you're trying to go back and forth with different people.
Right.
So, naturally, you just, you know, leave things alone, put your phone on silent, do whatever you do. But I guess ignoring kind of makes them even more mad, you know? And they get up for that, I guess, that whole argument type of thing.
So they're looking to get, their whole goal is to get a rise out of you.
Exactly.
Do you think it's more to get? Do you think their goal is to get a rise out of you, or to really ruin your life? What do you think? What do you, in your particular case?
I would say a very big combination of the two. You know?
Really,
it's kind of that whole, you know, build you up to break you down kind of thing. Where, you know, they'll get the rise out of you, and then boom, you know. Because one of the guy who was the cop, he was actually on. He was a part of my radio show. Left, you know, because we weren't seeing eye to eye, so. That, you know, that's another part of the thing.
So, have you, you know, Sensei was in here and he came up with this initiative for the Facebook page. Is this something you'd want to go to that page? Do you have your own ideas on what you want to do to fight back? Are you just going to kind of lay low? What do you do when you're in this position?
I actually did just check out the Sensei's page, just became a member.
Oh.
So I'm on there as well. I'll definitely post some of the stuff that I have. I have all the screenshots and everything like that.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think outing them is a very good idea. You know, these guys should be held accountable for what they're doing, because it's not honorable, you know. And as the Sensei mentioned earlier, you know, everybody's tough behind a computer.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you go and confront people... Yeah, you know, oh, I don't have time for this, you know, blah, blah, blah. All right, well, you have time to fuck with my life all day, so you can't talk to me for 5 minutes and let me know what's going on. So
I just want to lay this out again for people, because, again, I never heard of this particular type of bullying. Usually when you hear bullying, it's like, oh, people that they know, whether it be classmates or, in Sensei's case, people he worked with, whatever. This is actually one person decides, for whatever reason, I don't like you anymore, and they just get a whole pack of strangers, and these strangers thrive on tormenting innocent people.
Correct.
Now, have you seen if anything can be done as far as the law is concerned with this? Like, has it progressed to harassment since they called where you do your radio show and everything? Is there anything legally that could be done? You haven't gone down that avenue yet.
I haven't gone down that route, but I can just imagine that. You know, those guys would probably get like a slap on the wrist, because there is no actual direct proof that it was their number, you know, texting my mother or my girlfriend or whatever.
Well, no, the phone company would.
From a fake.
Well, no, that's
the fake app or a fake account.
Well, that's where you're wrong, because actually I think if you actually did start to pursue legal action, the phone company can trace calls. Where exactly they're coming from. They have equipment that you and I don't have. So even though it's registering, say, as a Michigan number on your phone, they might know exactly where that call is coming from.
You know, it's funny, when we did look into it, it was a Michigan number. You went on this whole thing, Dad?
I'm sorry. Listen, I live in Flint. I hang out with savages and animals. And
yeah, it's funny. It's Flint, too. Holy moly.
Do you have services where you can go online and backtrack phone numbers and stuff? I did that for a friend. Somebody was harassing her, and I backtracked the number, found the dude.
Was it a number, Joe, that it came up as a fake number, and you were to determine the real number?
It came up with the guys, you know, well, I told this person who it was, and it was the actual person shows where he lived.
Do you know what that site is?
It's a reverse lookup.
That's the reverse.
All right.
Well,
yeah, but I think this is a little bit different because I know kind of what he's talking about. I've heard of this before, mm-hmm. where you can't actually reverse look it up like you would with the phone company.
It's a little more sophisticated than that.
Yeah, because it comes up. You can make it say, "Hey, I want it to come up as a California number." There's something to do with it. I actually had a hand in something like that at one point. But that person deserves it. but yeah, there are these things. So I wonder if there's ways.
Bullies.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, now here's the thing that concerns me, and then we got to get going. We're pressed for time. The thing that concerns me about this is you said a police officer is involved with this.
Right.
And so what's your thought process? Because most people, you know, a lot of people, they think the police are two ways. One, they think they're here to help you, or others, they think that they're bullies, depending on your thought process and everything.
Even they can be savages.
Even police can be savages.
Oh, who knew?
Mr. Kumi, probably. So, have you thought about going to his bosses and everything? Because is this something you want to pursue, or are you afraid that maybe you, the victim, are going to be more the victim if you were to do something in this vein?
Yeah, you know, a little bit of both. I mean, obviously, you want to get this person in trouble, and, you know, you kind of want to, you know, screw with their life the way that they screwed with yours. But, you know, there are other factors, you know, which I'm not going to get any drawn air, but, you know, there's other things in there that kind of make me say, all right, maybe I should deal with this in another way. But, yeah, I mean, eventually, yes, I do want everything he has stripped away from him. Just, you know, you'd like to do it in a clever way. You don't want to do it in a kind of bitchy and moaning kind of way.
Now, what are these sites? Like, I mean, is there a way to get these? I guess they're private sites and everything. I mean, how do you, I guess you found it because they messaged you in on a thread that this was going on? I mean, like, again, this is...
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that this is something, because we were talking earlier in the show about how Steve Ducey doesn't know what's going on Facebook. Here you have me, who's kind of immersed in this, and, you know, up until now, I had no idea that this was going on.
Never heard of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hell, if it didn't happen to me, I would have no idea either. So, you know, I guess I kind of stumbled onto it. Obviously not something that I wanted to be involved with. But, yeah, I guess, you know, if you want to go do your own research on this, you can just look up online trolling. I know one of the groups that one of these guys is involved in, it's called Pissening. Now, this isn't even a real word, but Pissening Trolls Elite.
Pissening?
I was actually looking at this the other day. You know, they think of themselves as elite people, you know, where they're looking down on people who they don't feel are worthy of, I don't know, of like of their level of greatness, and you know, I use greatness very loosely, but yeah, I mean, they're just demented and twisted and hanging out on the computer all day trying to ruin lives. So
they're lonely.
I mean, I don't know if it was George Costanza that said, I think someone said it to him, but you know, the best revenge is living well.
It is, man. Well, we wish you the best of luck. We thank you for bringing this to our attention because we didn't know idea about that.
Nice.
As far as the word pissening, I'm pretty sure I've seen it in one of Joe's blogs at some point.
Somebody was having a baby
baptized. A baby pissening.
I'm going to pissening.
Oh, I thought it was something that happened after the compound.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, man, thank you. Good luck. Thank you for sharing this. People need to be aware of this. If I can think of a way to get this exposed and get these people exposed, I certainly will. Until then, I think you hit it the nail on the head. You got to go to a place like the Sensei's Facebook page and get these people exposed. And maybe if enough of us work together, we can figure this out.
That sounds good.
All right, man. Thanks for calling
Ron,
in.
Thanks for the call, pal.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Have a great night. It's all the tools you need to combat something. Yeah.
All right, guys. We are running so far behind. So we are going to take our last break. We're going to play as a tribute to our pal Anthony and his Stark Defender, unless faced with Diet Sierra Mist. We're going to play some music from their mutual band, Rotgut. We'll be back in a few minutes.
entertainment industry today. Check out our show live Monday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To listen live or check out past shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/Carrie Edelman. The Watson & Watson Show was born from a labor of love, or should we say constant disagreement. Judy and Johnny Watson, a.k.a. mother and son, are constantly battling each other on different issues of life, from politics to sports to proper parenting, or in Italian family terms, discussing passionately about it. If you like a radio show that is entertaining, funny, passionate, and you can have basically the whole family enjoy it, tune on in. You won't be disappointed. If anything, after listening to these two, you'll realize your family isn't that bad after all. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on Watson and Watson.com.